This is episode 255. Hello to all of my lovely podcast listeners and welcome back to another episode of Give Grief a Chance. I hope that you're all doing well. And as always, I'd like to say a big thank you to everyone who takes the time to listen to these podcasts. And of course, a quick reminder about my journal, which is called Giving Grief a Voice. And you know, it's a beautiful gift that can help and guide and support you through your grief. It's filled with writing prompts, breathing exercises, and much, much more. And you can find it on Amazon. So on this week's episode, I'm talking about, are people avoiding me? Now, let's be honest, grieving people need other people to comfort, support and encourage them as they move through their grief. You know, I remember when my dad, brother and mum all died within a span of 8 months. There were lots of times when I felt so lost and alone. And sadly, I found that some of the people I felt for sure would be there for me were not. And at that time, I couldn't understand why. Now, while grievers seem to be stuck or stumbling through this quagmire, they usually have an awareness of what is going on around them, especially when they know or are aware that they might be being judged, evaluated, or even criticised. And they often hear those terrible cliches about loss that are not helpful to grievers. And those unhelpful comments almost always sway the griever to feel some way other than the way they truly feel. And I think most of us have heard those things that people say, like, oh, it's been a while since they died. Don't you think you should be over it by now? Or, don't feel sad, you were lucky that they lived so long. Or even, I never liked him much in any case, plus there are plenty more fish in the sea. So in addition to the constant fight against those rotten cliches, the griever also starts to experience people they know avoiding them. They notice that friends who know about their loss, and for whatever reason, either do not approach them, or if they do, they just never talk or mention what's happening. Now, of course, there are many reasons why those around us don't reach out and don't offer help or talk about what's happened. So let's take a look at a few. Well, unfortunately, grief in our society is still a taboo subject, not to mention how we've been so miseducated about loss. Many of us are often led to believe that the grieving person wants and needs to be alone. I know for me, that's what I learned, because when my mum was sad, she went to a bedroom and cried alone, and we were told to give her the space she needed. And although grievers sometimes do want to be alone, more often than not, they really want to be treated normal and they want to be heard. And I think that the majority of us are taught that we have to respect the griever's privacy, which in some cases we do. But we're told to leave them alone, give them time. But unfortunately, what happens with that information is that most friends and family members end up not doing anything, purely because they were never properly taught how to talk about their sad and painful feelings caused by a loss. Now, lack of information makes us afraid to talk to our friends when they've experienced a loss, for fear of saying the wrong thing. And our own fears cause us to avoid grievers or avoid the subject of the loss. But you know, the worst thing that you can do or that can be done to a grieving person is nothing. So please don't let your fears keep you from reaching out to someone who's grieving. After all, you know, one of the most important things that you can do is simply be present, available and listen without judgment or giving any unsolicited advice. And if you're grieving, fear can be one of the most common responses to loss. Let's say a spouse dies, or you're going through a divorce. Now you, the griever, may start to feel really fearful about the future and wonder, how on earth can I possibly go on without them? Or where on earth will I ever find somebody as wonderful? And while fear is often the emotional response to loss, because of our personal and societal beliefs, isolation then becomes the behavioural reaction to the fear. But isolation, my friends, can be dangerous because it's not normal for us human beings to be alone. So you see, people avoid grievers because they're misinformed and afraid, and grievers avoid others because they're afraid and so they isolate. Grief changes relationships, and you never know who will step up for you and who will step away. Honestly, no one wants to be sad. After all, aren't we taught to go out in pursuit of happiness? And so we end up doing anything we can to avoid heartache and pain. But then one day, grief hits us or someone close to us, and we don't have a clue how the heck to deal with this situation. So the easiest thing to do is to avoid. And you know, I'll be honest, because we as a family never talked about our feelings or about loss. And I became really good at avoiding those who were grieving. I was afraid of hurting them even more by saying the wrong thing. And you know what? When I was sad, yep, I went to my room and I cried alone. But I have to say, I am so happy that I took the time to learn about loss, especially when I was in the throes of my grief. And I think nobody really wants to avoid or feel avoided, but sadly it happens all the time. And it happens to thousands of grieving people on a daily basis. But I can honestly say that what grievers most want and need to do is to talk about what happened and talk about their relationship with the person who's died or with whom they were married to. But having said that, that doesn't mean that the griever will want to have a detailed conversation with everyone they meet, and nor does it mean that you always have to make yourself available to someone who may need more time than you have to offer. What I'm suggesting here is that instead of avoiding the subject of loss, you can at least acknowledge it and know that a simple comment like, "Hey, I'm sorry to hear about your loss," can be very helpful to a griever who may be questioning their own sanity because no one is even mentioning their loss. And don't forget that there are many kinds of losses that produce grief besides death and divorce. Think about pet loss, job loss, aging, addiction, miscarriage, just to name a few that cause us to grieve deeply. Change can bring huge amounts of grief, and grief is the conflicting group of human emotions caused by a change or the end of a familiar pattern of behaviour. Sadly, we are a society that only wants to share what's good in our lives, and that leaves so many people who are struggling and avoiding to think that they should just put on a brave face and suck it up. Grief avoidance is common, but it doesn't have to be. We can learn as grievers to speak up, set boundaries, and know that we don't have to listen to anyone's well-meaning advice. We can support others in their grief journey by simply showing up and being there for them. Remember, everyone's grief journey is different. The pain from suffering a significant loss is a normal reaction to grief, and not everyone is ready to face it. Grief and loss are a natural but challenging part of life, and learning how to grieve is an ongoing process. So please get the grief support you need, because grief doesn't have to be avoided by anyone. So until next time, my friends, take good care and give grief a chance. Okay, you lovely people, that is it for this week's episode. I hope that you enjoyed it and that it was helpful for you. Now, if you'd like to find out more about my services and my programs, then please visit my website, givegriefachance.com. There you can drop me an email, you can ask a question or share your story via voice message, and I'll be happy to play it on the podcast. And you know, while you're over on my website, please check out my free gifts to you, because if you're having trouble sleeping, then there's a guided meditation that can help you sleep. And if you're feeling really confused about this grief thing, well, there's a grief recovery ebook with 61 tips on the experience of grief and how to move through it. Now, if you're struggling with drinking way too much alcohol, then download my 4-week addiction journal, because it can help you to stay focused, motivated, and connected to your recovery journey. And you know, you can actually use this journal with anything that you feel addicted to. So please feel free to use them. Oh, and while you're over there, if you'd like to purchase my journal, you'll find a little button that you can click and it'll take you right to Amazon. So, if you've enjoyed this episode, please rate it, like it, and share it. And if you feel like it, come and join me on Instagram at Give Grief a Chance Coach. And last but not least, please never be afraid to give your grief a voice.